Can I start with a story with you? Can I share a story with you today? I was reading about, a mother had two boys. You know, boys are always boys, right? Am I right, mothers? Yeah. And so these two boys were, unfortunately, they were a bit naughty boys like Pastor Vincent when they were young. So she brought the mother to the pastor and said, "Pastor, you know, my boys are not listening. Can you talk to them, counsel them, and speak to them?" The mother thought the pastor will pray for them. So the pastor brought them to his office. Instead of praying for them, this is what the pastor did. He was holding on to the shoulders of these two boys. He said, "Where is God?" The boys were keeping quiet. Then he increased his volume by saying, "Where is God?" The boys were wondering what's happening. And then he hold their shoulders tight and says, "Where is God?" You know what these two boys did? Immediately they ran back to their house. And they locked themselves into the closet. They were afraid. The mother was surprised. What has happened? And the two boys were talking within themselves. And this is what they said: "You know, we are in a lot of trouble today. Because God is missing." And they're blaming us for that. But I think today boys are much more clever. I thought we'll pray and then we'll hear God's word today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. Lord, when we look at the weather, the trees, the climate, we are just reminded of your goodness. Lord, help us to appreciate the wonderful things that you have done in our lives. We pray, God, that as we hear your word, we pray that you'll speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, a warm welcome to each and every one of you gathered here. And myself, I also enjoyed the VBS these past 3 weeks. And some of your kids became my friends. I know they will say hi to me, they will call me Pastor Vincent and all that, so wonderful. And interestingly, one day, one of the leaders asked me, "Pastor Vincent, can you follow us to Food Basics because we have a field trip?" I thought of leaving my wallet in my... So I said, "Fine, I'll come with you." Yeah. They said, "Just hang around with this, your team, and just look out for them." I love watching kids because they teach a lot of lessons to us. And very interestingly, these kids were given some money, a particular time, and some things to buy. So when we went into the Food Basics, I saw these young kids, they were just running and looking to the exact aisle, searching for all the items that was there. I was really fascinated because they knew exactly which aisle to go. One person was doing the calculation to see they are not over budget. The other one was turning at the package and to see when was the expiry date. Another guy was saying, can we try a different method, make it much more cheaper? Now I know why Canada's economy is increasing. I was really fascinated. And then finally I told, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, when I saw that, I was telling myself, I think we need to thank our mothers for that. Am I right? So fathers who are, if your wife is beside, tell her, you did a great job. You have taught my... Tell them, look at your wife, and tell them. And I know fathers all looking at me, what about us, Pastor Vincent? By the way, my team was all boys. So they knew what they were doing. When I was looking at it, I was asking myself, these boys had a great challenge. They were not given much money, they were given a limited money. They were given a limited time. And they need to work in a team. They cannot be self-centered. They need to ask for another person's opinion before they purchase something. And they cannot be running around. They have to be in a team because that is what was required in them. When I was looking at this, I was telling myself, it's a challenge for them because being young, can you imagine to be in a team with a particular budget in mind? You need to do the calculation. You need to make sure that you're within budget. You need to be within the time. It's a great challenge for these young boys. And so when I look at it, I realize, we too have a lot of challenges in life today. In the English service, we've been looking at how do we face challenges in today's world. And I thought I will continue with that same thing. I think we want to live a life which is worth living in this world. But the thing is that we face a lot of challenges, we face a lot of difficulties, we face a lot of struggles in this world. But, I realized, but whatever it is, we need to face all of these. I need my slides. Go to my second slide. I think the second slide talks about, it says we all face storms, challenges, and difficulties in life. Do you agree with me? We have challenges in life? Anyone here who is challenge-free, problem-free? I want to be your friend. You know, but you know, I was just some time ago, I was just coming across this particular person's quotation. I thought I'll just share with you what this person have said. His name is Richard Needham. He's a Canadian humor columnist. And this is what Richard Needham said. He said, there are seven ages of men. Spills, drills, trills, bills, pills, and the wills. Very interesting, when a person is, when a child is a baby, you know what is happening, the person is always spilling things, realize? Everywhere you go to the house, it's messy because the child is spilling a lot of things. And when a child becomes, when you go to school, we try to drill them. We teach them ABC. We teach them, we try to give them the best education possible. And trills is when they are adolescents, you know, they want to try everything out. Because they think they have a lot of muscles, they want to do everything possible. And then, if you realize, it becomes bills. That's you and me, because we pay a lot of bills. Right? They will ask you money, and you need to pay for this, you need to pay for that. And then what happens when they become we become middle age? Become ill. You have to go and see the doctor quite often. Right? And then we get much more older. We have more than 10 pills to eat every day. For sugar, for pressure and everything, you just name it. And lastly, what is happening, you know, we start writing our wills. I think if you realize, you know, not only it's, you know, we have a lot of challenges at every stage of our life. And we are asked to face these challenges. Dear friends, you know, whether you like it or not, you will face challenges, or you are facing challenges. You might be facing difficulties, or you are in the midst of difficulties today. But what is important is not how bad the challenge is, but how you're going to respond to it today. We want to respond in a way that we will be able to deal with all the challenges and difficulties in life. And someone said like this. Someone said, life is a matter of choices. And every choice you make, makes you. And someone also said like this. The person said, a person does not drown because he has fallen into water. He drowns because he's not able to go, get out of the water. A person does not drown because he has fallen. All of us are facing challenges, difficulties, struggles, pain. Just name it, my friend. I think we're all facing. But it all depends how we face these challenges, how we face the struggles in life. I think the passage that was just read to us today, it's a passage that speaks about a lady. You know, can you imagine, we do not know her age, we do not know her name, but she had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years. Can you imagine? And it also says that, you know, she suffered a great deal. She went to many doctors. Unfortunately, many of them were not able to help her. And she has spent a lot of money. And instead of getting better, she was getting worse. Things were becoming much more worse to her. And in verse 27, we read, you know, when she heard about Jesus, you know, I think she was just telling herself, should I try this Jesus? Should I just go to him and see whether he can help me or not? But the passage also tells, you know, she thought, you know, let me just try Jesus out this time. You know, in those days, if you are sick with this kind of disease, we do not know what kind of disease, she's considered unclean. And she told herself, you know, whatever it is, I want to touch this man's hem of the garment. And so when Jesus was passing by, what's happening? She goes, she squeezes, you know, she just goes into the crowd, she finds a way, and she touches the garment of Jesus. And praise God, she was healed, my friend. You know, when I look at this passage, when I look at this story, it reminds me that you and I are able to face any challenges in life and difficulties. Maybe some of you who are listening to me are going through a storm in your life. It might be sickness, it might be family, it might be finance. Or some of you might say, I just came out from a storm. You know, things are beautiful, wonderful to me. But I do not know, my friend, maybe the next round there will be much more greater storm that you might face. But let's look at the Bible and see, you know, what strength can I draw from God's word when we are faced with difficulties, struggles, and certain issues in our lives. And what this lady did was profound, simple, but profound. The first thing is that she never gave up. Can you imagine? She was having this sickness for the past 12 years. It's not 1 year. It's not 2 years. It's not 5 years. It's not 10 years, my friend. It's past 12 years she was having this sickness. She could easily could have given up. She could have even said, you know, I'm just going to end my life. I'm going to throw my towel because, you know, can you imagine 12 years I'm suffering and there is no cure for me? She would have easily given up. We live in a time and in a generation where we want to throw the towel very easily. After a few years, we say, that's it. 12 years and she did not give up. Can you imagine, not only she was diseased, she had a disease, but I think she was distressed too. She goes to Dr. A. The Dr. A refers her to Dr. B. The Dr. B says, you know, I cannot do it, go to Dr. C. And Dr. D says, I do not know what to do, there is no modern medicine that is going to help you. Can you imagine walking into a doctor's office, coming out of a doctor's office, instead of being happy, you are distressed, you know, you are emotionally affected, my friend. When challenges and struggles come upon us, we are distressed. We lose appetite. We are unable to sleep well. But even then, she did not give up. And lastly, I think it says she was desperate too. Right? All her bank balances was just coming to an end. She's desperate. Probably she's thinking, you know, if I want to see another doctor, I need money. Where can I get it? Because I can't work with this kind of illness in my life. Looks like she was in a very bad shape altogether. You know, if she wants to give up, probably she's the right candidate to give up, but she did not give up at all. Dear friends, let me challenge you, in whatever situations you are in, it's easy for us to give up. We can't wait, and so we easily said, you know, that's no. But she never gave up. She never gave up. Secondly, you know, when I look at this passage, I also see she not only she never gave up trusting herself, but secondly, you know, she never gave in to people. Can you imagine in those days, at least today is fine, in those days, if you're sick like her, you're not, you cannot go to the temple, you cannot go to a synagogue, you cannot attend religious activities. She's not allowed to come and to be part of a religious celebration altogether. Right? Not only that, she cannot attend, but I think she cannot attend social events. No birthday parties, no weddings, no special events she can attend because she's considered unclean and people will always reject her, my friend. That was the culture of those days. I believe some of our relatives would have said, I do not know why, you know, the time that you were born, why are you facing this? Probably, you know, your parents have done something, or maybe what's happening to your life? Not only physically she was having a challenge, but I think emotionally she's struggling. And lastly, I also realized she cannot be herself. Can you imagine a young person like her? You know, she would be just thinking, you know, I want to do this because I'm a lady. I want to be dressing like this. I want to go out like this. I want to attend certain functions. I want to be me, but I cannot be me. I think these were all the struggles this lady was going through. But she never gave in. She kept on trying each year. 5 years, 10 years, even though I'm isolated, even though I'm seen as an outcast, even though I'm not able to mingle in the public, even though I'm not invited to attend social events, even though I cannot be myself, I will never give in whatever obstacles or obstruction that might come along my way. If you realize when you're going through certain challenges in your life, your friends will always say, you cannot make it, my friend. Right? Instead of encouraging, they say, you know, you cannot, because I think things looks like, you know, you are in the dead end kind of a thing. She never gave in at all. I was, you know, I like the famous quote from Sir Winston Churchill. He said, never give in. He said, never give in. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. You know, people would discourage us, but he said, never give in. And Albert Einstein, a great man, it also said like this, life is like riding a bicycle. You keep your balance. You must keep moving. She did not give up. She did not give in. She wanted to move on because she knows there is a purpose behind for me to live in this world. And very interestingly, lastly, she heard about Jesus. You know, when I look at it, she could have easily said, you know, I've gone to all these specialists. All these experts. What can this Jesus do to me? But at the same time, the scripture says, you know, she heard about Jesus in verse 27. Maybe she heard about, he was a great person, he was doing wonderful and miraculous things about him. And she said, you know, let me try this Jesus out. And so the Bible says, you know, what? Firstly, I think if you look at it, you know, she believed, she heard, she thought. Many of us, you know, yes, maybe some of us here, we believe, you know, we have heard about Jesus, we have heard about that he's a great teacher, he has done great miraculous things, and Christians, they call him God. We have heard about all these things. That is belief. You believe, you know, yes, and that's what people say, and so I believe. But faith is different. Not only she believed, but then she said, you know, I want to have faith. I want to trust in this Jesus. And so it says, she went. She came behind him in verse 27. I heard about this Jesus. I heard he is a great teacher. I heard that he can do wonderful and miraculous things in people's life. Yes, I have heard. But now I want to try him. I want to have faith in this Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? She had faith. She told herself, I'm going to go. She's not allowed to mingle with the crowd, but she said, I want to touch this man. And she was going, my friend. I believe, you know, some of them would have seen her and said, you know, this unclean lady, what is she doing here? She was going behind Jesus. And she told herself, you know, can you imagine, she had a very little faith, but she said, you know, I want to touch the hem of his garments. That is faith, my friend. She went. She had faith. And she touched Jesus. You know, today, you know, many a times we say, you know, God expects great faith from us. But if we can have a faith, and then we say, you know, I just want to touch this Jesus. You know, God, yes. And because of what done, she was healed. You know, when I was looking at this passage, I was telling myself, as I told you earlier, you know, if she touches someone, the person becomes unclean. Can you imagine when she touched Jesus, you know, in their culture, you know, Jesus should have been considered unclean. But the Bible says, you know, Jesus looked at her and said, you know, your faith has actually healed you. Dear friends, I want to close by saying, you know, Jesus became a sin for our lives. In other words, yeah, he did not sin, but he took the sin on himself. And that's what 1 John says. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. He took my sin, your sin, my friend, this lady's sin. He did not know any sin at all. And also, if you read 1 Peter, it says, you know, cast all your burdens on him because Jesus cares for you. I do not know where are you in your life. Maybe some of us are going through some challenges in our life, my friend. It can be finance challenges. It can be health issues. It can be family issues. Or maybe, you know, we are having problems in our workplace. Or maybe your health has recently been affected. Let me challenge you, never give up. never give in. And never say no to Jesus. Try him out. It's worth trying. Let me finish with a story. You know, after this service, after lunch, all of you will be heading back home. And I know, you know, you love your homes. You know, when you look at your home, when you look at your home today, I want you to look at your life today. It's about a story of a rich boss. And a faithful servant. So this faithful servant or this old man has been working for this boss for many years. And this old man was, you know, an elderly man. You know, he was good to, you know, he was good. He was just making, building, constructing house for this boss. So one day he came to the boss and said, you know, master, I've worked for you for so many years. I've been building houses for you. I want to retire. And the boss said, you know, yes, I will give you retirement. You know, you have worked so long for me. You have been so loyal to me. He said, can you do me one last project for me? I want you to build another house for me. Can you imagine, you know, you're going to retire and your boss says one more project, what would you do? You're waiting to get your golden handshake and be packaged, then the guy says, you know, one more project. So this man said, okay, I will build the house, you know. So he started building the house. Instead of, you know, he went to Lowe's or maybe Home Depot. Because that's one of my hangout places. And so he bought cheap materials, he started building. Instead of putting double nails, he was just using one nail. In his mind, I just want to finish this work and just hand over the key, get my money and just leave the place. So he was just building, instead of painting a nice premier coat, a nice coat, he just, you know, did it just for the sake of painting. So in other words, he did not really do a good job. So he came back to the boss and he said, sir, I've built the house and this is the house key. So the boss took the key and gave back to him and said, the house belongs to you now. Do you think what the man would have thought? You know, I could have bought best material in Lowe's, right? The best nails, steel nails, the best quality paint. I don't know what's the best quality paint. Best quality paint. But you know, I've done things which is not good, which is just cheap. You know, probably the house will not last long. Maybe the resale value will also go down. Dear friends, the moral of the story is, I think God has given us life today. And all of us are buildings. How are we building our lives today? Maybe it looks nice outside, but it's not strong inside. You know, some people start well, they end bad. Some people start bad, and they also end bad. Some people start bad.
有啲人開始係唔好嘅。
But they end well.
但係佢結束嘅時候係燦爛嘅。
Today, when you go back to your house, ask yourself, how strong, how firm is my life today?
當你今日翻屋企嘅時候，我想大家去問下，到底我生命係有幾堅強？
Am I just running my life without a focus?
我係咪係完全冇目標嘅嚟到去生活咧？
Am I building my life with Christ, with God in my life?
但係定還是我哋嘅生命係有神、有基督喺我哋生命嘅當中咧？
Let's pray.
請大家一齊祈禱。
I want to pray for you today. I think all of you will agree with me. We live in a time which is very challenging. We have challenges, we have difficulties. Sometimes we feel like giving up. Let me challenge you, don't give up. Because God loves us so much, my friend. Maybe some of us are saying, you know, I give in because when people discourage me, I feel bad. Sometimes I'm not welcome. Don't give in to all the hindrances and challenges in your life. I want to finish by saying, you know, Jesus loves us today. And never say no to Jesus. We have heard about him. Maybe when we were young, we heard about him. The lady in the story, she heard about Jesus. But then she said, you know, let me try this Jesus out. She went. Whatever people will say. And she touched him and she was healed. Dear friends, the Lord is able to help us. And he wants to help us. If you can only say, I don't have big faith, but I just want to touch Jesus, touch the hem of his garment. If you're having a challenge or difficulty, struggle, I want to pray for you as a pastor. I want all of us to close our eyes. This is an important time for us. I want all of us to close our eyes. If you have a need, you know, I'm going through some issues in my life. I need you to pray for me. I just want you to put up your hand and just put it down. Just put up your hand and put it down, and I'm going to pray for you. I see some hands. You know, I believe there are many. Yeah, I've seen your hand. Yes, put it down. There are many more, right? If you have a need, Pastor Vincent, I need prayers. I've tried everything, but I want to try this Jesus. Put up your hand and just put it down. I see your hands instead at the back. Just put it down. Okay. Any others? I want to, you know, you put on your up. God is looking at you. Just put it down. Yes, I see you have some hands, right? Any more? I'm going to pray. Any more? I want to try this Jesus. I've heard about him, but I want to touch this Jesus and be healed. I want joy in my family. I want joy in my life. Any person, my friend, you know, just put your hand, you know, the Lord wants to see you, and then put it down. I know some of you are struggling to put up your hand, but the Lord sees your faith. It might be the smallest faith you have, but just say, Lord, I need you to help me. Let's pray. Father, you have seen the hands of God that was raised today. And you know, Lord, what's happening in their lives. We realize that, God, we try so many things in life. There are certain things that is beyond our control. And I pray, God, that you will touch each and every person who have raised their hands today. I pray, God, whatever struggles or challenges they are facing, that you will meet them, O God. It might be finance, it might be family, O God, it might be issues in their workplace. It could be of health, O God. Lord, I pray that in this week, or even now, God, they will experience your love, they will experience your deliverance in their life, O God. Lord, I pray that you'll be with them even today. Let them leave this place, O God, confident that Jesus is in control of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, before I